We acknowledge the Kaurna people, the traditional custodians of the land and water on which this podcast is recorded and produced.
Welcome to Tidbits. It's the bite-sized podcast that takes the Mickey Bliss out of a top trending story. You're here with Chanel and Tamara. What have you got, lady?
What have I got? I've got an interesting one.
Make you think I'm shocked. It.
I know. We always say that each week. Here's a funny one.
Of course it is. They're all funny because we pick the most fucked up, stupid, weird shit.
Yes, of course. Of course
they're meant
did.
To make you laugh.
It's not going to be. Here's a serious topic for you to ponder. Tidbits for crying out loud. It's called Tidbits. Okay. My ex is angry that I won't let my 8-year-old skip school to go to his girlfriend's ultrasound appointment.
Ooh, that's making an interesting one.
Yeah, well, this is the problem. I
Please
think
tell me it involved Reddit.
A lot of the time, well, they always do. But a lot of the time, you know, when you've got parents who are split up and they've got a child making those decisions, like one person's like, I'm not really keen on her doing that, or, you know, and the other parent's like, well, why not? It can be really hard to make those joint decisions for your kids.
That I would sit on the fence with that one. I don't know what way I feel.
Well, in this case, the couple were quite amicable, right, with each other. Sorry, okay. the split couple.
Yeah.
So she had no qualms with the girlfriend being pregnant. That wasn't the issue. It was more about skipping school. Now, this dad wanted to take the 8-year-old to see all the ultrasound appointments.
All of them.
All of them.
Nah.
No.
Sit down. One.
Yeah.
Maybe the one that's a little bit further on.
Yes.
Something like that.
Exactly. Because that's what people online said. They said, look, it can be quite, it's like it's a doctor's appointment essentially.
And the 20-week one goes on for quite some time.
It can be quite boring.
And if something's wrong, it can be, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's not a fun thing. Maybe wait for your 3D appointment where they look like an alien about to come out at you.
That's right.
Then you might have your time.
Or a little potato. They always look like a little weird potato.
Yeah.
Yeah, so an ultrasound tech said exactly that. As an ultrasound tech in an OB office, these appointments and ultrasounds are not for entertainment. They're medical exams with potential for devastating news.
Yes.
Plus kids are interested in the scans for about 3 seconds, then lose interest. It's too abstract for them. So. Yeah. Yeah. And then a sex educator.
Could we video it for 2 seconds and say, this is your new brother or sister that's coming?
Yes, that's right. Or give them the ultrasound picture later. Look at the picture.
Yeah.
Look what's going on.
Yeah.
It's not what I'm saying. A sex educator said, learning all the details of pregnancy, medical care can absolutely wait and do not take priority for now over reading, writing, arithmetic, social studies, science, and learning about puberty. In other words, there are more important things than learning about the stages of pregnancy. Like, it's okay. They're not going to miss out on anything.
No. And you know. Look, it's, I think I took Summer to one appointment.
Yeah.
And then she was bored out of her brain within 2 seconds. That's what I mean. She's seen it and then she's like, oh, well, 1 minute you can see a head and then it's a whole bit of schmush.
I know.
So
with chicken feet. Don't you think they have weird little feet? It freaks me out.
It's, little snuggle boogers in there not looking their best yet.
Disgusting.
You know what I mean? Oh, okay. So nice to know they were amicable. That's great. Very modern.
Yeah.
But that is stupid. Asking to come to everyone.
And skip school for it.
And skip school.
Yeah.
No, he's in the dustbin.
Do you remember that? In the dustbin. Do you know the Friends episode where Rachel's getting an ultrasound for her baby and they're like, can you see it? And she's like, oh, no. Like, she can't. And they do it like 3 times. They're like, just here, see this little bit. Right. Then she goes, Then eventually she goes, oh, yes, I see it. And then they leave and she's by herself. She's like, I didn't see it. But how many times do you do that? It's like when someone says something to you and you go, sorry, what?
Yeah.
You know, and then you don't hear them. And it happens 3 times. And in the end, you just pretend that you've heard them.
Yeah, it's exactly right.
And you
right.
go, yes, to an open-ended question.
Mm-hmm. It's too hard.
Yes, I do like sex in the bum is what you've just said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are they? Have I just agreed to sex the bum? Ah! Whoa. You can really change the narrative. Anyway, totally on this woman's side now, no longer on the fence. I'd get annoyed with fence sitters, so I'm glad I've picked a side now. She could come to Penny,
yes,
can come to maybe one appointment, if that.
Yeah.
She doesn't probably need to.
No.
And let her stay in school.
I like it. I like that we've decided that for them. I feel like Chanel, you're like,
let them know.
Yes. Let it be known that from now on, this is what's happening.
Because I actually said the same thing as what the sonographer
said. You could have a medical degree because of that decision.
Exactly.
Very well done.
Tidbits is hosted by Chanel Franklin and Tamara Linke, produced by Frankie Media and in collaboration with Mum's Lounge.